Welcome to Dot's Voice Studios.
Breathe into your power. Introduction. Breath creates the underlying quality of everything we experience. For example, if we have a shortness of breath, we're likely scared. If we breathe in a shallow, tight breath, we're likely stressed out. If we gasp, we're probably surprised. And the list goes on. It makes sense that the Arabic origin of the word breath stems from the word spirit. The way we breathe can literally determine how we think, feel, and in turn, the quality of our lives. I'm going to explain what I mean by that and why I feel reading this book is the single most important thing you can do to prepare your instrument as a singer, actor, or speaker. It has been my experience that by practicing the tools in this book, you will have a much more supported, powerful, grounded, and centered voice. In order to manage stress, most people say, take a deep breath. But they're ignoring the fact that your thoughts and feelings while taking in the breath also play a huge role in how well you can shift from stress into empowerment. For example, if you breathe in a chesty, loud breath while thinking a stressful thought about the future, such as, oh no, I hope I don't mess this up again, you're literally breathing in fearful thoughts about the future. This tells your brain to send nerve signals down your spinal cord to your adrenal glands, which release adrenaline and cause an increase in blood sugar, heart rate, and blood pressure. At the same time, your brain's adrenal cortex produces the stress hormone cortisol, which will keep you in the fight or flight state. While you are in this highly charged mental emotional state, your body is far from feeling confident, peaceful, or empowered. It's simply trying to survive. Sadly, this is where many people live, and it's amazing to consider how many more of us fall into this state before we have to use our voice for something important. Doesn't sound very convenient, does it? Many singers and speakers do not understand how to use the breath in a way that creates the freedom to perform with. For example, have you ever heard a producer, coach, or musical director say, own the message, or be more confident, or stop singing from your throat? If you've been in that situation before, it's possible that you found yourself trying too hard to please others because you're unconsciously depending on mechanics to achieve what can actually be achieved by naturally breathing into your power. By turning away momentarily from mechanics in order to first tune into your spirit, or a soul which expresses the emotional energy behind your voice, you will discover your core connection, the thing that everybody wants when they are singing, acting, speaking, or just talking, right? So as you commit to applying the principles I will share and doing the exercises found in this book, you may notice your nerves start to disappear in important situations and your voice becoming more consistently natural, free, and powerful. Preface. After years of struggling as a very nervous singer who always seemed to pull off a decent performance when I felt like it was in my favor, but barely got through a performance when I thought I was being judged during an audition, it finally dawned on me that my voice was not the problem. This actually didn't hit me until I started teaching and observing hundreds of singers and what made them great or not so great. The information I'm about to give you is necessary in understanding how to really take yourself to a new level of performance, regardless of where you are right now. Before you can become empowered as a singer, you really need to know what your instrument is. And surprisingly, most performers do not. So we're going to get that trick question I give everyone. And let's just see if you get this right. So if you're a piano player, your instrument is your piano. If you're a singer, your instrument is your what? Did you say voice? 90% of singers believe that their instrument is their voice. But that is only less than one-third of their instrument. When people buy into this idea that their instrument is only their voice, they become way too hyper-focused on their output and create a lot of unnecessary problems with their performance. So I'm going to help you understand what your whole instrument is with two different scenarios, and I love acting these out. So scenario number one, just as you're about to sing, a limiting thought pops into your mind. Oh no, I hope I don't mess up the high part. Then you suddenly notice that you're feeling anxiety in your soul. And lastly, as a result, your body tenses up as you brace yourself for that high note. Inevitably, you miss it and your voice cracks. Maybe you can relate to that. Okay, here's scenario number two. Just as you're about to sing, a clear, allowing thought pops into your mind. I'm free to be me. Next, you begin to notice that you're feeling peace in your soul. And lastly, your body is relaxed and free, hence your voice sails through each note effortlessly. Now, I know scenario two is easier said than done, but each of these examples have three things in common. Did you notice what they were? Which scenario did you relate to the most? Most of us relate to scenario one. Let's take a look at what the whole instrument is made up of. First, it's our mind, which has thoughts in it. Second, it's the soul, which consists of our feelings or our emotions. And lastly, it's the body, which includes the voice. It also includes your genetic disposition and your body's physical response to your thoughts and feelings. That's where airflow comes in. Regardless of your talent, whenever any of these three parts are out of balance, it will likely result in a sound that is undesirable. Now, that's a big statement I'm making, and it's absolutely true. If you're a teacher, you know this. No matter how well you train that student to know the exercises and the drills, or as a singer, no matter how awesome you are at singing the song at home, if your brain is trying to run the show and you get anxiety from that, there's a pretty good chance something's going to happen when you sing that you did not plan. Or did you? So in scenario two, notice how the allowing thought created an accepting feeling and resulted in a free voice. I am suggesting that in order to have that free, authentic voice, you have to first create the favorable conditions with the right kind of attitude. I'm holding you responsible in the beginning to have that clear mind and peaceful soul, as shown in scenario number two, which in turn will unlock your voice. Isn't that exciting? Well, maybe you're wondering, how do I get the clarity and the peace? The good news is my core vocal power system teaches just that, and this is where this book comes in as a foundational tool. This is exactly why I wrote it. Core vocal power is a structural method to help singers, actors, speakers, anyone really, to perform at their highest level from the most authentic part of who they are. So CORE is actually an acronym which gives you the four steps to being an empowered singer. And most people, they want to start with the E. Maybe you can guess what that stands for. It's exercises, which is found in the body, right? But I hold my students more accountable from the beginning. You've already discussed that the body, right, the exercise part, that's last. and that two-thirds of your instrument, which is the mind and soul, need to be used correctly before you even open your mouth. Now, something I can't do in a book, but I can do on audio, is I can actually invite you to just take in a breath with me right now. Just breathe in. And then just let it out. Now, that's probably what you're used to learning about, right? Just take a big breath, take a deep breath, and then exhale. Well, we're going to take diaphragmatic breathing to a whole new level. That's a good place to start, but I can't wait to show you what we're about to uncover. My advice to you as you use this book is once you learn the step or the technique that I'm giving you, let it go. Let it become a part of your natural rhythm and who you are, and get used to the feeling of that. Because even doing this book, if you're not really listening to these directions I'm telling you of ease and allowing, then you're going to get stuck in the trap. And I don't want that for you. I want you to really experience a powerful, authentic voice. Okay, so that's why I decided to share with you what your instrument was. And you may learn this again in some of my other materials because it's so important and it's so easily forgotten, people. I will be telling you the most important step of core in this book. The most important step starts with the C. Can you guess what it is?